بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه، وأصلي وأسلم على سيد الأكرمين وإمام الصالحين وخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to now our practice sessions. And in this session, I'm going to start to ask you questions that you can answer and discuss with others in the comments box, insha'Allahu ta'ala. So here we are at the second page of Surah Al-Hujurat. Why did I choose Surah Al-Hujurat? Because it is Surah Al-Adab. It is the chapter on character, and it was the last chapter revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, let's get started, and immediately we notice the difference here between this and Hafs. Right there, you can see it. Let me see if I can draw a line over there. Yep, right there, and specifically what I'm referring to is the absence of the Hamza and the Waw having a vowel. So we know that in the narration of Hafs back to Imam Asim, it's written like this. And let me see. Yeah, nice. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ Right? So we know that in Hafs, this is how this is written. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ If I put it here, can you guys see? Hopefully, inshallah. So, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ But you recall that I talked about something called نَقَل, the transfer of the vowel to a letter that has sukun in front of that hamza, the vowel of that hamza. So here we know it was hamza مَفْتُوحَ وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ But the hamza is gone. But its vowel is going to go to the waw, which was in sukun. So it's going to be وَلَوَنَّهُمْ وَلَوَنَّهُمْ And the key to observing this one, and make sure you don't go وَلَوَنَّهُمْ It's وَلَوَنَّهُمْ وَلَوَنَّهُمْ The key to observing this, right, is to observe the shadda on the noon after it. وَلَوَنَّهُمْ And of course, this, masha'Allah, is very important. So we see here نقل نقل حركة الهمز إلى ما قبلها ولو أنهم صبروا حتى تخرج إليهم لكان خيرا لهم Here also, pay attention. The Ra is not مفخمة, it's مرققة. Why? Because of that ya. Yeah. So we learned in our last practice that when Ra is preceded by a letter with Kasra, we make the Ra Muraqqaqa. And now we're learning if it has a Ya Sakin in front of it, Harf Leen, Yani Mad Leen, a Harf Leen, excuse me, then also we make it Muraqqaqa. There's a lot to this. It gets more complex. It's not as simple as I've said it. But right now I just want you to start to be familiar with it. Okay? لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ خَيْرًا not خَيْرًا لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ خلاص الحمد لله وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ not وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ هذه رواية حفص عن عاصم but this is وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ صَبَرُوا حتى تخرج إليهم لكان خيرا لهم والله غفور رحيم. You took two very important rules here that I haven't even taught you yet. But if you start to kind of get familiar with them, it's going to make things a lot easier in the future. So the first was the نقل حركة الهمزة إلى ما إلى ساكن ما قبلها. And the second was ترقيق الراء بوجود يا ساكن قبلها. Okay? وَلَوَنَّهُمْ وَلَوَنَّهُمْ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ MashaAllah, MashaAllah. You're doing great. Let's go on to the next verse. Take a deep breath because it's going to need it. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن جاءكم فاسق بنبأ فتبينوا أن تصيبوا قوما بجهالة فتصبحوا على ما فعلتم نادمين. MashaAllah. I was able to get in a little interval training this morning, so I think I got this one. But I'm going to, just a warning, unless you really, really, really got it, I would not encourage you to lead Taraweeh with Azraq's Tariq of Warsh. Unless you habituated it. Asbahani, we can talk about Asbahani's Tariq in the future. We're going to teach it here, inshallah. But this Tariq of Warsh, or if you do lead Taraweeh or you have to lead a Qiyam, don't eat before. Go in on an empty stomach, man, because it's not easy, mashallah. Let's quickly look at this verse. First is, we know what that is. That's mad munfasil, sita harakat, super easy. Mad badal, arba'a harakat. But here comes the challenge. Mad munfasil, sita. Mad muttasil, sita. And again, right here, mad munfasil, sita. The rest is easy, right? So, sitta, arba'a, sitta, 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 ya, subhanallah. No joke, man. No joke, no joke, no joke, no joke. Now we'll move on to the next verse, alhamdulillah. And now we see something very beautiful. Ar-Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, laysa ma'ana, wa laysa indana bal huwa fina. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes him as fikum, yani fina. The Prophet so close to us. النَّبِيُّ أَوْلَى بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. So the Prophet النَّبِيُّ أَوْلَى بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَأَزْوَاجُهُ أُمَّهَاتُهُمْ. The Prophet is closer to us than we are to ourselves. So وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ فِيكُمْ مَدْ مُنْفَصِلْ سِتَّ حَرَكَاتْ. Super easy, it's not a problem. My question is, how do you know this is مَدْ مُنْفَصِلْ? So this is the first question for this practice session. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ لَوْ يُطِيعُكُمْ فِي كَثِيرٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْرِ. We know that in Hafs, this word is written like this. Al-amri, min al-amri. My question for you is, why did the vowel fatha go from the missing hamza to the lam? This is the second question for you in the chat box that I want you to write below in the comments, excuse me. مِنَ الْأَمْرِ مِنَ الْأَمْرِ مِنَ الْأَمْرِ لَعَنِتُمْ. Rest is easy, alhamdulillah. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ. Same question here I have for you that I had just now. Why is it Man, there's mad badal, because we know that in Hafs, we all know this word, right? It's something we ask Allah to increase every day for us, is iman. But obviously something happens in warsh, same thing. Hamza, hamza, in front of it, lam sakina, lam sakina. But here, the lam with kasra is now followed by a ya with sukun. So this is going to be mad badal. Right? But my question is, why is it liman, not iman? My question is, why is it min al-amri? What happened there? Okay? So again, وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ لَوْ يُطِيعُكُمْ فِي كَثِيرٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْرِ لَعَنِتُّمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانَ وزينه في قلوبكم وكره إليكم الكفر والفسوق والعصيان أولئك هم الراشدون. Here again, the highest level of تفخيم را مفتوحة بعدها ألف مد يعني. Here people make a lot of mistakes. And that is, they make the da qalqala, like dal. Or they put a fatha on it. They go fadla, oh fadla. But it's fadla, fadlam, fadlam, fad. And we know that da is a harf istital from the word tawil, tall. So listen how I say it. Fad. So it's like a long, it's tall, it's a tall sound. It's called, Imam Ibn Jazari calls it mustatil, yani. It's a long sound. Like, I'm tall, da is, so when you say al ard, you don't say ard, you don't say arda, you say al ard mustatil. So the same thing here. Fadlam min Allah. Fadlam, hold it. Take your tongue, stick it to the top left of your mouth, the front of your tongue. فَضْلًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَنِعْمَهُ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ. MashaAllah. Yeah. I actually love, this is what I wish I could do all the time. As one of my friends told me, he, you know, this is what he studied for, right? Was to teach. And I know these things don't necessarily, not necessarily popular, don't get a lot of attention. It's not part of the, you know, some of the things out there, the controversies and all that. Listen, man, we need to learn, man. You know what I mean? There's barakah in this. The khair of the ummah is in the Quran. The next verse actually is one of the more important verses that discusses political theology, the idea of Ahlul Bagha, what are the conditions and shurut of the state as it engages certain types of people. This verse is very important. A number of qawaid come out of this. But I have a question for you. This is our third question now. Why do I read this ghunna with a more pronounced, robust sound and the ta super heavy? So listen, I don't go, wa in ta. I go, وَإِن طَائِفَتَانِ. This is, of course, مَدْ مُتَّصِلْ سِتَّ حَرَكَاتْ. But my question is, why is the غُنَّة read this way? وَإِن طَا. وَإِن طَا. Not وَإِن طَا. وَإِن طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Here also we know that in Hafs min al-mu'mineen, inshallah, Hamza Mufrad, we're going to talk about it in the future. But remember this, if you have a trilateral root like amana, amana, right? Iman, amana, mu'minun, right? If the fa, which would be here, right? The Hamza, hypothetically. If the fa is mahmusa, if the fa in the verb, fa'ala, if the first letter in the verb has a Hamza, then Ma'asalama. Usually, we'll talk about it in the future. So, mu'minin. Mu'minin. Right? So, wa'in ta'ifatani minal mu'minin qatatalu fa'aslihu baynahuma. Fa'in bagat ihdahuma. My question here, the fourth question, why is there a kasra on that ta? We know the narration of Hafs, فَإِن بَغَتْ إِحْدَاهُمَا عَلَى الْأُخْرَى. That's Hafs, right? Listen to Warsh. فَإِن بَغَتْ إِحْدَاهُمَا عَلَى الْأُخْرَى. Afwan. So here's some things happening. فَإِن بَغَتْ إِحْدَاهُمَا عَلَى الْأُخْرَى. A lot going on. My question to you is, why is the ta now maksura? This, of course, is easy. This is taqlil, taqlil dal. Talk about it in the future. Ihdahuma. Don't say ihde, ihde. It's not imala. Don't say ihda, ihda. It's not fat, it's taqlil. Ihdahuma ala al-ukhra. Same thing. Da, re. Practice it. You hear the same tone. Ala al-ukhra. فَقَاتِلُ الَّتِي. And here again we see the naql. This was here, it was عَلَى الْأُخْرَى in Hafs. But because the lam was sakina and the hamza is mashi al-hal, the vowel that was on the hamza, goes to the letter with sukun in front of it, which was lam. عَلَى الْأُخْرَى. عَلَى الْأُخْرَى. فَقَاتِلُ الَّتِي تَبَغِي حَتَّى تَفِيءَ إِلَىٰ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. See that circle? It's called tasheel. Tasheel bain bain. What does that mean? It means you're going to cut the hamza in half. So you're not going to say e, you're going to say e. Don't say he with ha. This is a mistake. Some qurra, they read it that way, but this was rebuked, right, by everybody who's anybody throughout history. Hatta tafi'a ila ayi 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 la amri la. فَإِنْ فَاءَتْ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا بِالْعَدْلِ وَأَقْسِطُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ. Last verse. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إخوةٌ فأصلحوا بين أخويكم واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون. Only question I have for you here is, what happened to the Hamza? Why is it not إنما المؤمنون? Why is it إنما المؤمنون إخوة? What happened? So mashallah, you guys are doing great. Barakallahu feekum. Alhamdulillah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an yuhabbib ilayna hadha kitab wa an yuwaffiqna hatta nutqinahu itqanan kamilan shamilan. Barakallahu feekum wa jazakum Allahu khairan. Look forward to seeing your answers in the comments below. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.